Historical Necessity of the Third Angel's Message. Chapter 4. Fanaticism. But Karlstadt was impetuous, and while Luther was a captive in the Wartburg, Karlstadt, being deprived of his counsels, went too far for that present time, and in a measure endangered the Reformation. In every great religious movement, when the minds of men are unusually stirred, fanaticism is ever ready to break forth and bring reproach upon the truth. It was so in the first days of the Reformation, and there has been no exception from that time to the present. And in this way the Reformation was endangered by these premature movements under the leadership of Karlstadt. At that very time fanaticism was showing itself in Wittenberg, and when the Reformers spoke against images, with other errors of the Romish Church, the slightest spark was soon blown by the fanatics into a most vehement flame. They rushed into the churches, tore down the images and crucifixes, broke them to pieces, and burned them. One excess led to another. The fanatics pretended to be illumined by the Spirit, despised the supper, and held internal communion instead, claimed to have no need of the Bible nor of human learning, began to prophesy the destruction of all but the saints, and that when that should be accomplished, the kingdom of God would be established upon the earth, the chief fanatic would be put in supreme authority, and he would commit the government to the saints. Karlstadt was to a certain extent influenced for a while by these enthusiasts, but only for a while, and then only so far as to despise learning and advise his students at the college to return to their homes. Luther was informed of the state of affairs, and left his retreat, and returned to Wittenberg, and it fell upon him to quench this flame of enthusiasm, to put down this rule of fanaticism.